Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is asking for public input on the proposed Pebble Mine. In April, the federal agency will hold a series of meetings to hear public input on the controversial Southwest Alaska Mineral Development Project. KDLG's Avery Lill reports.
The Pebble Limited Partnership submitted its federal permit application in December for an open-pit copper, gold, and molybdenum mine in Bristol Bay. The Corps of Engineers is the lead agency responsible for reviewing the permit application, and the environmental impact statement is a key piece of that review process. The EIS incorporates public opinion and scientific study to identify potential environmental impacts on land, water, animals, and communities. It also identifies and evaluates potential alternatives to the plans laid out in the permit that could mitigate negative impacts. The EIS findings of potential benefits and environmental impacts of the Pebble project ultimately will weigh heavily in the final decision of whether or not to issue a permit for the proposed mine. The Corps of Engineers will hold a 30-day scoping period starting April 1st. The scoping period is an opportunity for the public to weigh in on the mine. Some groups opposed to Pebble Mine have expressed concern that a one-month scoping period will not provide adequate opportunity for testimony. Times and locations of the April public scoping meetings will be announced later this month. The Corps of Engineers plans to release a draft of the environmental impact statement in January of 2019. It anticipates making a decision about whether or not to issue a permit to the Pebble Mine project in early 2020. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.
Funding for the Denali Commission would double in the spending bill Congress is pressed to pass by tomorrow night to avoid a government shutdown. Alaska Public Media reports that the bill includes $30 million for the Denali Commission, which is twice as much as Congress granted last year. The Trump administration has proposed a 50% cut. $15 million of the total would be allocated to Alaska villages suffering from erosion, flooding, or melting permafrost. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District Board of Education on Wednesday narrowly approved the administration's recommended $232 million budget for next school year. That's about $8 million lower than this year's budget, mainly due to anticipated cuts in borough and state funding and a slight drop in enrollment. It will require the district to increase class size, cut nearly 50 jobs, and trim back on sports and other activities unless the assembly and legislature come through with more funding. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
School board members got an earful in meetings earlier this month and again on Monday and Tuesday about the impact of painful cuts in personnel and programs called for in the proposed budget, like these pleas from Jennifer Cameron, Sharon Baring, and Kim Kelly.
This evening I do want to speak to you again about the importance of the Elementary Arts Center program.
Last week over spring break, I learned that yet another one of our amazing teachers plans to leave her career at the end of this school year.
I just wanted to speak to the possibility of eliminating Steve Zanazzo's position and strongly encourage you to reconsider that.
So all that was left to do in Wednesday's meeting was to swallow the bitter pill and pass the budget. Instead, board member Timothy Doran staged a last-ditch effort to amend the budget by moving money around so the district wouldn't have to increase class size by another two students. He proposed several amendments, including one to take money from the district equipment replacement fund to pay for another teacher, which he said would reduce class size growth to only 1.5 students.
I just do not see that it makes sense to be making investments in things when we don't have the money and we're hitting kids.
That amendment, and at least three others proposed by Doran to move money from other funds, all failed. But Doran said after the meeting he felt strongly the board should at least try to limit budget cuts that would require more kids to be packed into classrooms.
What I'm concerned about is we're increasing class size. More students in a classroom. That impacts teachers, impacts the kids directly.
District Superintendent Karen Gaborik and Chief Financial Officer Lisa Pierce told board members moving money from one fund to another is not a simple operation and can cause problems elsewhere in the budget. Gaborik says the administration submitted a very conservative budget because district officials don't yet know how much funding they'll get from the borough and state, but they're assuming it will once again be less than the previous year.
And I encourage the board to be patient. I know that it feels to some like we should be making more decisions right now, But we don't have anything real to base those decisions on. The best that we have is revenue speculation as outlined in the recommended budget.
In the end, the board agreed with Gaborik and approved the budget, but just barely by a 4-3 vote, with Wendy Dominique and Sean Rice joining Doran in voting against. After the meeting, Gaborik said she and everyone in the district agrees with Doran over the need to continue looking for ways to reduce the size and impact of the budget cuts. But she says the district had to get the preliminary budget approved and sent to borough officials by the end of the month so they can review it and determine how much local funding they can contribute.
So it's a matter of making a conservative proposal, not tweaking it too much, a little bit. We, you know, did some changes tonight, and then waiting until we know what our revenue is going to be.
Gaborik says the board and administration can now continue working on the budget so they can look for ways to limit growth in the size of classes and to protect as many district programs and jobs as possible. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And for more on tonight's stories, visit KUAC.org.